from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the crew of an oil vessel has been caught polluting waters off the New Jersey coast. The chief engineer of the Kriti Ruby, an oil tanker owned by a Greek shipping company, admitted in federal court to directing his crew to discharge oily waste from the vessel's engine room into the waters near a petroleum terminal in Seawarn. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the 57-year-old chief engineer pleaded guilty to two counts of violating the act to prevent pollution from ships. He also admitted to falsifying the tanker's oil record book to conceal the illegal dumping. Several hundred jobs will be moving out of New Jersey amid an announcement from ExxonMobil.
Clinton Township has been home to ExxonMobil's Research and Engineering Technology Center for over four decades. A majority of up to 600 employees will now be offered roles at the company's existing headquarters in Texas, as reported by Bloomberg, over the next few years. The mayor of Clinton says the town is incredibly disappointed, but will work to ensure economic success while also preserving ecologically critical areas of the large property. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A few bicyclists have already lost their lives on New Jersey's roads this year. Shawnee Jarvis with AAA Northeast says New Jersey law requires drivers to give bikers space, but people on bikes can do their part as well.
The biggest thing for a bicyclist is to make sure that they are riding in the same direction of traffic as far to the right of the road as possible when there is no dedicated lane.
Jersey law requires a helmet until age 17. AAA says a helmet should be worn by all ages. The Atlantic City School Board says action will be taken on personnel matters during a special meeting tomorrow night. A spokesman refuses to give details, but it's likely the board will address the future of Superintendent Laquetta Small. She is the wife of Mayor Marty Small. Both are facing charges in a scandal that alleges they tried to cover up child abuse, and both are charged with child endangerment. The mayor has repeatedly said this is a private family matter. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey News is made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. And what's the outlook for Mother's Day weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. With this morning's showers and thunderstorms now in the rearview mirror, we look ahead to our other big weather story today. A big surge of warmth and humidity this afternoon, feeling like summertime, with most highs in the lower to mid 80s, closer to 70 along the coast. The sun's coming out, and it's turning breezy this afternoon, too. Increasing clouds tonight, lows around 60, and tomorrow we get wet again. Scattered pockets of rain throughout your Thursday. It'll be mostly cloudy and cooler. Highs generally in the 60s tomorrow, cooler 50s to the northeast, 70s are a possibility to the southwest tomorrow. Friday is looking cloudy and cool with spotty showers and drizzle around, high temperatures stuck in the 50s. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with the Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC, and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit danley911.com. And Andover is 76, Monroe is 79, Seaside Heights is 80. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.